You're listening to AvWeb's audio coverage of AirVenture 2018, AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.
Hi, everyone. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. I'm talking with John Peterson, chairman of the Lindbergh Foundation. John, thanks for being here.
Nice to be with you, Kate.
So what exactly is the Lindbergh Foundation?
Oh, well, the Lindbergh Foundation is a foundation that carries on the kind of the legacy of Charles and Lindbergh. It's not a family foundation. It was formed back in 1977 by Sir Edmund Hillary and Jimmy Doolittle and Neil Armstrong and Jim Lovell and some other notable friends of the Lindbergh family. And the whole purpose was to kind of carry on the interest that the Lindberghs had in both technology and the environment. We've been around for over 40 years now and been supporting different kind of programs that we think use technology to benefit the environment, either directly or indirectly.
So what kinds of projects does the foundation work on?
Well, we've done a variety of things. For about 30 years, we funded research of all kinds of things that, again, had this angle of having using technology and balancing that with the environment. But more recently, we had a project called Air Shepherd that we put together maybe 5 years ago. And Air Shepherd was a kind of a breakthrough idea of using drones, little drones, 7-foot wingspan drones, to fly at night in southern Africa with infrared cameras and other kind of sensors and be able to see the poachers who are trying to kill the elephants and the rhinos. And that was been quite successful. We've flown that in South Africa and Malawi and Zimbabwe and now in Botswana. We went on and we developed the Lindbergh Innovation Forum, which I'm sure you'd like to talk a little bit about today.
Absolutely. I hear the forum's going to be taking place at AirVenture this year. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
From the AirVenture point of view, Tuesday is going to be Innovation Day at AirVenture, and the kind of the keystone program for that Tuesday is going to be our Lindbergh Innovation Forum. There's some interesting kind of history about this. Charles Lindbergh and Anne, his wife, were literally responsible for the emergence and the proliferation and the flourishing of a whole new era of aviation back in the late 1920s. In particular, it was intercontinental air transport. They went out and they did the early flights, just the two of them in an open cockpit airplane, between here and the Orient and between here and Europe, to figure out the routes for the air transportation, commercial air transportation. And so they essentially kicked off and facilitated a whole new era in aviation back then. Well, we think that we're at another one of those kind of inflection points, that there are amazing kind of things happening in multiple sectors in the aviation arena, and that they are certainly going to turn into a whole new era in aviation. So what we hope at the Lindbergh Foundation to be able to kind of play an important role in facilitating the emergence of this new era, and in particular to highlight some of the innovation that are happening across all of these kind of sectors in a very interesting and a quick kind of way. And that's what we're going to do at AirVenture.
So what's the format for the Innovation Forum going to be?
You know, if you needed a kind of an analog, you could think of it a little bit like TED Talks, but it's short, little 12-minute presentations from really interesting people who are out on the fringy edge of change. It will run from 9 o'clock till 12 o'clock on Tuesday morning at AirVenture. And each of the hours will start with 3 12-minute presentations. And then there, all of the speakers will get together with the moderator for a question and answer period. And so we'll do that 3 different times. So we've got 9 different speakers who will kind of take a tour of the leading edge of what's happening in innovation and aviation. And then after that, we'll have a lunch where over at the Nature Center at EAA.
So who are some of the people you've got coming to speak?
Well, we got a wonderful lineup. We've got Pat Anderson, Dr. Pat Anderson from Embry-Riddle University, and he's going to talk about airplane design as avatar, the electric propulsion particularly. He is a principal in a company called Vertigo that is going to be an air taxi, one of these ones with vertical takeoff and landing that look like a big, big drone. And then we got Mike Sennett, who's the Vice President of Product Strategy and Future Airplane Development at the Boeing Company, Boeing Commercial Airplanes. So Mike is a really big hitter, and he's going to talk about autonomy and autonomous flight. And then we're going to have Adam Warmuth, who's with Uber Elevate. He's the lead of all of the vehicle requirements and the basic model of what Uber's working on in terms of these aerial taxi cabs, and he's going to talk to us about kind of some of the leading edge and innovation things that he's been involved in. Don Hildebrand, Dr. Don Hildebrand from Argonne National Laboratories, is going to talk about battery technologies, the leading edge of what's happening in battery science and technologies, because that's going to be a central issue related to all of these electric airplanes and so on. Then we've got Steve Burns, who's the co-founder and the CEO of Workhorse. Their Surefly airplane, which is another one of these kind of octocopter electric, hybrid electric airplanes that are going to haul people and packages from one place to another. Steve is going to kind of talk about some of the issues associated with how you control these aircraft, because they're counterintuitive. It's very hard. They've had to invent all new algorithms and things in order to get people to be able to fly these things. So that'll be interesting. And then Roland Gerhards, who is from Germany, is going to talk about 3D and additive manufacturing and how it's transforming aviation. Dr. Susan Ying, who's the president of the International Council of Aeronautical Sciences, which is the premier international organization for the folks who are in the theoretical side of aviation, is going to give an overview of the third revolution in aviation. And Robert Hannaford from South Africa is the co-founder and the director of Air Shepherd. The thing that's interesting about Air Shepherd is that all of the airplanes fly only at night, and they fly beyond line of sight. And so flying drones beyond line of sight and only at night is a unique kind of problem in the civilian area. And Air Shepherd is the only organization in the world that we know of that's not military. It flies exclusively beyond line of sight and at night. And so Rob will talk to us about the unique kind of not only design, but also operational characteristics that are required in order to do that. And then Charles Spinelli is the director of Boeing Research and Technology at the Boeing Company, and he's going to talk about the advanced drones that Boeing is doing and what they're doing for flight safety and how to, in particular, do autonomous flight and how to see other aircraft and know what's in the area. So it's a really powerful lineup. We're going to see if Sean Tucker will come by and say hi and introduce everybody. And Eric Lindbergh will say a few words to send everybody off at the end, some closing remarks. And it's going to be a marvelous time. And we're going to videotape it, and we will put it up on our website so that people can visit this afterwards and access all of this information for a long time to come.
So one more time for folks interested in attending, what time will the Innovation Forum be held and where will it be located?
Well, it'll be Tuesday, July the 24th from 9 o'clock till 12 o'clock. And it will be located at the Aviation Gateway Park Forums tent, which is over by the tower at Oshkosh. I should also mention that one of the things we're going to do on the website is that we're going to go back to each one of these speakers and we're going to do an extended kind of interview, an hour-long interview or so, around the subjects that they talked about. And so on the website, you'll be able to get not only the 12-minute presentation, which will be the kind of the cliff notes idea of what's going on in their particular area, but also you'll be able to have an in-depth kind of assessment and review that will give you far more details about the kind of innovations that are going on. What we hope to do is duplicate this multiple places. We also have we have serious interest by the AIAA and NBAA, the National Business Aircraft Association, and we've talking to about doing it at the Paris Air Show and other kind of places. And so what we have in mind here is a one-stop place at each one of these major aviation events internationally where you can come and you can hear about the most advanced kind of things that are going on that are going to shape all of aviation downstream. And so it'll be a quick, efficient, and very interesting way in which to learn a great deal. And then also get a chance in every case to meet up with the speakers and the people who are doing all of this work.
Well, John, thanks for taking the time to talk today. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.